This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News for Saturday, April 23rd, 2016. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications and more at the newsroom at WGXC.org. Scott Waldman reports at Politico New York that Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration denied the water quality permits for the Constitution Pipeline on April 22nd. Quote, the denial would be perhaps the most significant environmental decision to come out of the Cuomo administration since it banned fracking last year, unquote. Waldman writes of the Department of Environmental Conservation's denial of permits. The 124-mile proposed pipeline would carry natural gas from Pennsylvania to Schoharie County, largely along the I-88 corridor. Earlier this week, Kinder Morgan canceled plans for the Northeast Energy Direct pipeline because of low gas prices and a lack of customer commitments. And on April 22nd, a group of New York lawmakers urged the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to halt work on the Algonquin Incremental Market Pipeline in the lower Hudson Valley. A fourth pipeline, the Pilgrim Pipeline, is still proposed to slice through Albany, Greene, and Ulster counties on its way to New Jersey. Read the full story at Politico New York. Alana Medlock has this report.
William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that the Public Service Commission is investigating Central Hudson over complaints the company has unfairly shut off electrical service to customers and that it attempts to collect debt from people who don't owe them money. The watchdog group Nobody Leaves Mid-Hudson is also, quote, now representing 47 cases it says show a pattern of racial discrimination in collection practices, according to the story. Quote, one member was shut off by Central Hudson while using life-saving equipment in her home and had to immediately be taken to the hospital to avoid a worsening of her condition and possible death, the group wrote in a PSC filing. Quote, another had severe asthma that had led to heart failure in the past, and while she told Central Hudson about her condition, they still proceeded to shut her off until she opened a PSC complaint. Finally, a third member was shut off with a very young son with a heart condition, despite Central Hudson's knowledge of the condition and the dangerous situation it would cause if she could not use the appropriate monitoring machines, end quote. In the filing, the group cites these statistics. Quote, of 209 complaints, 106 were black and 56.6% of those cases ended with service termination. 19 were Latino and 52.63% had electricity shut off, and 69 were from white respondents and 36.23% had service terminated, end quote. Central Hudson spokesman John Masurgian blamed some of the behavior on a recent business merger, saying, quote, with the merger with Fortis, additional funds have been provided to help bolster some of our low-income programs. Central Hudson is still locally run. There is no change in policies as a result of our association with Fortis. We still offer the same assistance programs as we had, and our policies regarding customers who might be facing arrears are the same, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
Philip Grant has this report.
Michael Ryan is reporting in the Windham Journal that plans are in the works for a second musical appeal to state officials by the Lexington Broadband Initiative Improvisational Choir. Anyone interested in helping to move the plan for improved cell and internet service in Lexington forward is invited to join the group April 24 at St. Francis de Sales Church to record Secondhand Woes, featuring special lyrics by Bonnie Blatter. The rehearsal begins at 1 p.m. A video recording of the event will be made and posted on YouTube and then broadcast locally. The group's previous efforts, the Broadband Anthem, fell on deaf ears in Albany, and Lexington learned it was ineligible to apply for the New York broadband funding. The rules for Round 2 funding are expected to be released sometime this summer. You can read that full story in the Windham Journal.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts a mostly cloudy Saturday, gradually becoming more sunny with a high near 58 and a low around 32. Sunday should be mostly sunny with a high near 58 and a low around 41. And Monday there's a 40% chance of showers, mainly after 2 p.m., with a high near 62. You're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio for Greene and Columbia counties.